This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard. You're flying high with the Jet City Rockers. We'll be cruising today at an altitude of 69,000 feet, which is more than a mile high for all you folks keeping track at home. Strap on or strap in and enjoy your favorite beverage. Thank you for flying with the Jet City Rockers. Let's rock.
We'll be right back. What'd you say?
Sailor's only daughter, a child of
All right, so that was Lights Out from UFO. Come On and Love Me from Kiss. And Hard Luck Woman from Kiss. And as you can see from it's his live. Fine acting job, this show is going to be all live cuts.
I'm the Charles Bronson of acting.
Okay.
And of flying.
Cupcake?
No. No, that's Steven Seagal.
Is it? Oh, they all look the same.
Charles Bronson. Okay. Death Wish.
Yeah, oh, you know, I'm not a... I think the only Charles Bronson movie I ever saw was Telephone.
Not Telephone?
It was T-E-L-E-F-O-N.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was in that movie.
Yes, yeah. See, no, he's a fine thespian.
Okay.
He had the haircut to pull that look off.
Stop it. You're just like awful.
I'm not eating babies, and this is what happens when you go through baby withdrawals.
Okay, well, we just...
And that's based on the USDA people, not me. What are we drinking?
I'm scared to say.
You should.
So we're drinking the Southern Cross tonight.
Ooh.
It's cognac, rum, lime juice, orange curacao, simple syrup, and a little splash of soda water.
Is that prepared by only the finest Antarctic penguins?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Their little flippers stirring.
And the occasional narwhal. That's your swizzle stick.
You know, you have to admit, if I were going out and dressing up for Halloween, it would be really fun to be a narwhal.
It would be.
Because a lot of people would think I'm just a really fat unicorn, but I am really a narwhal. Narwhal,
exactly.
Isn't that an Eddie Murphy film, Narwhal?
No. I don't think so.
If not, he better not steal that idea. I'm so done with people stealing my great ideas.
There you go.
But man, tonight we're doing all live. Referencing back to the year 2020, where we all stayed in a bubble and missed out on so many great shows, I just was reflecting back and I wanted an all live episode.
Perfect.
And that's all we're doing. Get your lighters, get your wineskin flasks, your fringe jacket.
Smoke them if you got them.
That's right. And if you have Quaaludes, do not share with the captain.
No, do not.
No, she's got to fly me home. I have no skill in this cocktail cockpit, so I will take anything you have. It's like Halloween. I'll open up my bag, you drop whatever you want in my bag, and I will consume it, and we will see what will happen on the next set of music here on...
The Jet City Rockers.
Where are we?
We're on the Jet City Rockers.
And what year is it?
2021. We'll be right back.
shade I like. On my crimson razor, ruby bright. Now I wanna hear you, so give me technicolor light. Come on, come on, give me red. I want red. There's no substitute for red. Red, paint it red. Green ain't me compared to red. Yeah.
Locked In, live from the Turbo album from Judas Priest.
Isn't Turbo like a Dixie or Pilsner Pixar movie?
It was a snail, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then Red from Sammy Hagar.
Excellent, good
and
color.
Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be from AC/DC, again, all live.
That's from If You Want Blood, I Got It.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. It's not like I'm informing people from the Cocktail Cockpit. What was your favorite concert?
Oh, gosh. Favorite concert? I have been to so many concerts.
We'll keep it in the rock and roll realm.
Rock and roll realm. Wow. Okay, so Kiss was good.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
that's
not,
right.
I'm not, like, a huge Kiss fan, but it was an extravaganza for sure.
And we went together, and that was the first full reunion back, I think it was 96 or something
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh.
How about the Van Halen concert
yeah,
in 78?
Yeah, with Sammy Hagar opening. That was good.
Prophetic of what was to come.
Aerosmith was not.
No.
yeah, I mean, there's just been so many concerts over the year.
I liked Saxon when we went.
That was
to,
fun. That was fun.
Like, I mean, we went to see Judas Priest, Saxon, and...
Black Rider.
Black Star Riders.
Black Star Riders.
They were good, but you could tell their sound was a little off, but they performed amazingly. Saxon in the middle.
Killed
were like
it.
A double, triple, quadruple stuffed Oriole filling.
They killed it.
They outdid... Judas Priest that night.
Yep.
And meat and potato rock and roll served perfectly.
And I think like my best guitarist ever was like the first time I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, okay. I saw him opening up for Robert Plant. Just it was a weird combo and it was his first tour out of rehab and but he was amazing, but it was like it's just you don't expect Stevie Ray Vaughan and Robert Plant. Robert Plant kind of really just off, but Stevie Ray Vaughan chewed up the crowd.
Yeah, when I saw him, it was like his first tour, and he was at Bumper Shoot here in Seattle.
Mm.
And he, I think, was opening for Bonnie Raitt that day.
Oh, there you go.
So, but it was, like, amazing.
Well, now, we've seen a lot of concerts even together over the years. I enjoyed the Scorpions.
I did, too. That was really good.
Yeah, that was really good. And, I mean, he's in his 70s, and it was the second last show of the tour, and his voice held up pretty
and
damn well.
And Queensryche opened, and they were great.
Yeah, yeah, they really were. It was a good night. It's just like Saxon. It was at a tiny, like, 5,500-seat hockey arena here in Seattle. So there you go, folks. Live concert report here on the Jet City Rockers.
If there isn't a line where no one sees, how can I know what you might believe? Yeah. A story told that can't be real somehow must reflect the truth we feel. Yeah, yeah. Fade away, vanish into sound. 'cause I know just what to do. But I said, go away, I'm gonna burn in hell with all of you. It's
So we had Sign of the Southern Cross, Heaven and Hell, live from Black Sabbath. And Don't Fear the Reaper from Blue Oyster Cult.
Householding, 2021 edition.
Okay.
Spin my wheel and you will land right on the JetCityRockers.com.
Okay.
Or you can touch me in that special spot and find me on Tinder.
Nope.
Or you can get all jiggy with it on TikTok with me. I got some new cocktail cockpit moves I'm breaking on TikTok. you can find me, Twitter, right?
Instagram,
Facebook. Just type in Jet City Rockers and guess what? You're going to find us somewhere. And know what? I smell like we've been in a concert.
Yep.
Or Snoop's back on the plane again.
I think it's actually Flight Attendant Steve.
Oh, he's a spark in the dark back there.
He is. He's got his glow sticks going.
And when you said, hold it, it was Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult, they actually had a concert movie that's really hard to find, but it's worth it. Just scour the internet and find Black and Blue. It's, I think it was shot in Long Island, New York, home of Blue Oyster Cult. With Black Sabbath, Ronnie James Dio era, it's really a good show.
All right, we'll have to look for it.
Concert Report brought to you by co-pilot Rob.
There you go.
And Quaaludes.
Oh, no. So we are going to close it out with Wild Child from Wasp and Still Loving You from the Scorpions.
And know what?
What?
This has been a wild... Wild Flight. I don't know if it's all the live music, but it's like made me really nostalgic going back to when I had my, you know, I would go out with my parents. I saw Anne Murray, Sha-na-na, and stuff like that with them. And I went actually from Sha-na-na to the Heaven and Hell, which was really the live evil tour of Black Sabbath the very next night. So in there, you know, Bob did a Bob, did a Bob, 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 Bob. The next night it's on and on. It's Heaven and Hell. It was like really unexpected. Firecrackers, M80s blowing up around my head, smelling like skunk everywhere, which did not happen at the Sha-na-na concert.
No.
And I saw boobies for the first time. Down the row from us, the women were just, and we were literally 500 yards away from the stage, and these women thought that, you know, Tony Iommi or Ronnie James Dio would see their boobies.
Their magic boobs.
But thankfully, a very young me did. And it set me down this road of self-destruction ever since.
Now we can trace it back.
Or
now.
Memories from the bottom of my subcockles.
No.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Adios, folks. We'll catch you next week on the Jet City Rockers.
Hey, folks, Mitch LaFon here from A Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Music, and iHeartRadio. And you are listening to Jet City Rockers.
Try, baby, try.